And now I'm hoping by the miracle of technology we can catch up with Rebecca Ferguson. Rebecca.
Hi,
you there? How are you doing?
I am here. How are you?
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, I just want to play a couple of snippets here to remind people of that voice you have. You bet, Jack, a ginger and a 100 lies on me. But soon as I am, I won't go along with it. All that glitter. Rebecca.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 26 now.
You see, people, you know, would still hear that voice and, you know, think you've been doing the soul circuit for 40 years kind of thing.
Smoking plenty of cigars. Yeah.
But it's the voice from smoky basements and jazz clubs, you know.
Yeah.
But, it sounds great. You must get that a lot when people meet you. They can't believe how young you are.
Yeah, they always think I'm older because my voice sounds older than it is. I am, rather.
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you in the States at the minute?
I'm not, but I'm going, I'm flying on Sunday. I'm going for the Jay Leno show, so I'm excited.
You're on the Leno show?
Yeah.
You know yourself, that's if that goes well for you, then, you know, overnight superstar in America.
I know, doomed. The pressure's on me.
It's a big, you know, massive thing. So, are you nervous about the trip to the States then?
I am. I've been a few times, but this one in particular, because I know how much of a platform the Jay Leno show is, it really does make me quite nervous, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure you'll charm them the way you charmed everybody here, you know? I mean, people have gone there and it hasn't. I mean, Robbie Williams went there and it didn't work for him, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. I think, sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, all I can be is be myself. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't,
yeah, I do think that's your best bet. You know, I think some people might go with a master plan and the marketing's done and the publicity's done and this poster looks great, but you know, go and be yourself.
Just be real and be honest and don't. You know, I think the best I can be is me, and if people don't like it, they don't like it. But all I can be is me. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got two young kids.
I have, yeah.
That's Lily May and Carl, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how old are the kids now?
They are 6 and 7 now.
The whole music biz thing is a real hard slog, you know.
It is.
It must be even harder for you because there must be times when you have to sort of leave the kids if you've got to go and do shows or do whatever.
It is. I mean, I'm at a nice, happy balance now. I'm getting to see them a lot and. I'm getting to spend a lot of time at home with them in between me travelling, and I think the most important thing is balance, but always, I think with anything, your children should always come first, and I've got to the point now where I've found a lovely balance.
Have you had to make any decisions like, no, I'm not doing that tour because of the kids, or I'm not doing that, you know, have you had to do that yet?
Birthdays, I'm off for them. I don't work on my children's birthdays. I don't work on, if there's like a children's nativity,
yeah.
I make sure I make those moments because I do work really hard and I am away often. But they're those moments that children remember, and they remember if you're not there. And I think, you know, I'm lucky because I know that there's a lot of working mothers and fathers that don't have that privilege to say, you know, I'm not working today. And some people just have to do it to put, you know, food on the table and, you know, clothes on the backs of the kids, do you know what I mean? So I am privileged to be able to say, no, actually, you know, this is the time I want with my children. But I do think it's important, if you can, to always make sure that, I mean, there was an advert out a couple of years ago, and I think it said, remember who you work for. And ultimately, I work for my children.
Yeah. Are they at the age now, they appreciate that their mommy's a star?
I think so, yeah. They're getting to the point now. They laugh about it and joke about it. I'm just mummy to them. Yeah.
But it must be strange. They see you on TV. Ah, TV, look, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it is quite funny, yeah.
Did you have a kind of difficult childhood, Rebecca?
Yeah.
The reason I ask this, you sound like you do appreciate those family values, and you sound like you appreciate where money has to come from and everything else, so... I'm just wondering, did your family have to struggle?
Yeah, I mean, I have literally come from absolutely nothing, and there's lots that the public don't know about my upbringing and my past that is quite sad, really. But I think when you've come from nothing, you find happiness with nothing. So you learn that actually money, and it's funny because I've said this before, you know, before I had money on because of afford things, I always used to think that, oh, I'll be happy when I've got a big house, I'll be happy when I've got this and that. But it's funny that when I got it, I realised, no, actually, there's no better feeling than just sitting at home with your kids and watching a Disney film, or going and having your friends round for a glass of wine out of a mug. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like you learn to appreciate life, and you appreciate what's actually important.
It does sound corny, but the simple things are the ones that give you the pleasure.
It is corny, really, but it's so true. Yeah.
It is indeed. You know, because again, in this game, people would ask me, have you got tickets for the Coldplay gig? Are you going to that?
Yeah.
You're going to that? No, I'm sitting in the house watching a video with the kids, and they look at you as if you're from Mars. What?
Like, why aren't you going there to meet this person and that person? And it is, you just realise what's important in life.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, the album, Heaven, it's been you've sold over 500,000 in the UK alone.
Yeah.
You must have been very happy with that.
I was, yeah. It's crazy, yeah.
So what's been done with it now? Are there new tracks on it again, or...?
I've added some songs that should have made the first album. So I've added Good Days and Bad Days, and I've added Backtrack, which was supposed to go on the original album but wasn't quite finished yet.
Yeah, so it's been tweaked, and it's going to be the new single then, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Rebecca, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. We really appreciate it.
And thank you.
You be yourself on Jay Leno, and you will have the Americans eating out of your hand as soon as you leave that studio. I'm serious.
Thank you. Thanks.
No, listen, thanks very much, Rebecca. See ya.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rebecca Ferguson, folks.
I can't stop this feeling.